If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Ah, oh, here we go.
Ah. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
We can't fat.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
That's me.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Ah, here we go. Happy Friday. Yeah, bonus pod time. It is Friday. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys. My apologies. I should have told you guys before the very last podcast that I sold out. I went commercial. What happens on the podcast platform that hosts my podcast, once you hit a certain number, they invite you to let them put commercials in your pod so that you could monetize it. And it, to me, it's always been like, well, it doesn't cost that much to put it on here. I've got the Buy Me a Cup of Coffee link that you can always go to on my Instagram. And I've been like, nah, I don't want to do it. But then they hit it up. And finally, I just got around to doing it. It's really what it is. So now, before the podcast, there are a couple commercials. Check those out. There, it's not me. I didn't sell them. I don't know what all they do, where they do commercials. I listened to it. This is how I knew that there were the two commercials before the pod started. And I didn't hear any more. But I know that it says they can put them on the front, the back. They could pop it in the middle. They can pretty much do what they want. I hope they don't pop it in the middle. But that's there. And in the end, basically, I'm figuring it'll pay for itself rather than me paying all the licensing fee and all the crap that I have on this, which isn't much. I'm not complaining at all. And I'm not putting it. I have this thing. In fact, I made a post about it today on one of the social medias that God wants to talk to you, like that the Lord's word is free. Everyone should have access to it. So I will never put a commercial on that. So that thing is just there. And that is my my donation to people to, if anyone finds it, God bless them. That's how I feel about that. But this one is more of a goof-off place where I come to have fun and be a goober schmoozer. And that's what I am. So now there are some commercials there. I totally forgot to mention it in the last podcast. Another thing that is new that I'm having fun with this week, you guys know that I am a part owner of the Big 49. Big 49 is not only the greatest rock and roll radio station in the world, it is part of a cluster which has a bunch of radio stations. And if you go to big49.com or big49radio.com, it has a link to all of our stations. Our country station's really good. And our 80s station is, I love that station. And but funny is, I don't have really anything to do with the 80s station, but I have everything to do with the Big 49, which is the rock station. Even though I don't do a daily show in there anymore, there's the Friday show, which is on Fridays at 5 p.m. on your way home. You could stream that in the car if you're Pacific time. Be 8 o'clock at night if you're on the east. And you're like, what's this fool talking about driving home? It's 8 o'clock at night. But West Coasters, that is for you. And we had launched a new station. And we had a guy that was running it. And he kind of fell off the face of the earth. So I'd been dying to get my hands on it to fix it. Because I'd heard it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. But it's fixed now because I got in there and got my hands on the music and switched it up. And it is the OG Stream. It's called theogstream.com. And it's a old school, really, if you're in LA, remember my radio career started in 1987 at Power 106. And Power 106 was the furthest thing in the world from a rap station. In fact, we didn't play rap. We played high-energy Latin freestyle, funk, a little bit of R&B. And that's what we played. And that's where I started, cut my teeth in radio, working there. And that music, it's just always, it was such a wonderful time in my life being right out of high school. Power 106 was the number one radio station in Los Angeles. And I got a job there and got an internship there and then worked my way into a job. And I just am so, I have an emotional attachment to that format. And when we launched that station, we had someone else doing it. I'm like, man, it just doesn't sound right. They made it more like Cholo lowrider oldies. And so I went in and swept all that out, like all the Smokey Robinsons and that stuff. There's still some R&B in there that I'm probably going to get rid of, but I would love to know what you guys think. TheOGStream.com, if you're into that type of music at all. Like, it's got Debbie Deb, Stacey Q, Exposé, Bobby Brown, the Gap Band. We even play a little bit of James Brown, because you guys know I had a friendship with James Brown that was the strangest thing you could ever imagine. And he was a really good dude to me and to the Baker Boys. But I appreciate him, so we got some James Brown in there. And everything's kind of up-tempo. We like just up-tempo and fun and like stuff you could dance to, even though I don't dance, but I appreciate it. So that is up there, and I've been having a lot of fun with that this week because I just got my hands on it and just started moving stuff around. So that's coming. More. We'll keep tweaking it up. I got a new idea. I promise you, I can tell you, I'm the program director of that station now. I can tell you this. We're going to put a lot of mixes on there. We're going to take all that music and mix it with, have DJs mix it. So you're going to have a lot of just like boom, 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 dancing, dancing, dancing. I know when I was producing at Power 106, even when the gangster rap day started, we would do these Friday mixes that were always old school and dance. And it was just funkadelic, George Clinton, Roger and Zapp, Egyptian Lover, just all that stuff. I love that stuff. So we're going to be mixing that all up and playing it for you on the OG stream very soon. My mandate is mixers, mixers, mixers. Let's go, let's go, let's go. The music's fixed. Now we just got to bring some mixes in and really bump the tempo up. So there you go. That's enough nerdy radio talk, but that is coming your way, and I would love your input on that. Check out any of those stations. Then Frank from Frank and Heidi, or Heidi and Frank, has his own channel on there too. That thing's a great show. Frank's got a great show. And on his channel, which is called Crack, K-R-A-K, Frank, it's like Frank Unplugged. So you listen to Frank on the radio on KLOS, it's like, man, when he gets on crack, he's just taking up five notches and goes for it. And it's awesome. And we're always like, dude, you're going to get in trouble, man. And he's just like, nah, fine. So yeah, Frank's awesome. Love his channel on there as well. Very, very cool. But check all that out. I love all that, and hoping big things come of that. I know I've been saying that for 5 years, and it's just slowly coming together. It's very organic, and that's another thing too. We haven't had money to advertise it and to grow it. So the fact that it's as big as it is right now is a testament to just it's a good product. So I'm happy with it. Okay, what I'm not happy with is my fat self. And speaking of fat self, I just saw my son had sent me a picture. My son, remember, was a big wrestling fan as a kid. We used to go to wrestling all the time. His favorite wrestler in the world was The Rock. He had Rock shirts, Rock jacket, Rock toys. He loved The Rock. And he sent me his picture and goes, have you seen The Rock? He lost 100 pounds. 100 pounds. Now, if you have a mental image of The Rock, The Rock is a gigantic steroid-taking muscle head. Is what it is. If he's not on steroids, he's on TRT, which let's just call it steroids. And if not human growth hormone, if not all of the above. No one's that big, especially over 50 years old, unless they're on juice. He's juiced. He's been juiced out for 30 years. And all of a sudden, he looks like he has cancer. It's what he looks like. He looks super, super skinny. I don't think it's for a part. I don't think he would do that to his body. I don't think he would burn off all of that muscle And the fact that he did it so fast is alarming to me. It makes me think it's a health scare. I hope it's not. That dude is nothing but cool. I wish nothing but positive vibes for him. I don't dislike him at all. And I'm really not trying to be disrespectful right now. It's concern that I'm saying when I say this guy is not looking good with 100 pounds lost. There's just no more muscle. I'm sure he's still fit. But boy, like, what happened? Why is he down that skinny? Why does he look that thin? And he's got a movie coming out where he was the biggest, most muscly I've ever seen him in his life. And he's playing it's like a real life story, biodoc on a guy that was an MMA fighter. And The Rock plays him. And he's huge in that movie that's just now coming out. And here he is, 100 pounds. Do you know how long it takes to gain 100 pounds of muscle? Now, lose 100 pounds. What? And do it quick. So, I don't know what happened. I hope it's for a role. I really do. But I just don't see that happening. Not when you're that big. He's famous for being the big muscle guy, big muscle tough guy in everything he's in. I don't see him doing that. I know Batista, who was also a wrestler, the guy that was in Guardians of the Galaxy, he also went to normal all of a sudden. But he said, and it's true, here's a real thing about your body. If you weigh 300 pounds, you weigh 300 pounds. If you're 300 pounds of muscle, you're 300 pounds. If you're fat as F and you're 300 pounds like me, you're 300 pounds. And your heart has to beat so many extra beats per minute to feed the blood to all that extra body mass. And it doesn't matter if it's healthy body mass or not healthy body mass, it's still body mass. And your heart only has, it's a machine, it's like an engine in your car. It only has so many beats. When's the last time you saw a 300-pound, 85-year-old dude? Can you say never? That's never, because you've never seen it. Because you don't live that long if you weigh 300 pounds. Same thing. So for these muscle heads, even though they look healthy and athletic, still not good for the ticker, man. It's not good for the heart. So a lot of these guys they get to a point where they're like, oh, crap. Or their doctor says, yeah, you're about to have a heart attack and die. Also, why all the wrestlers die pretty young. Hogan living to 70-something made him really an old dude in wrestling world. But that was sad, too. That bummed me out. I know a lot of people talk smack and didn't like Hogan. But I guess because I have stories with all these guys. I've met all these guys a bunch of times. And they're nothing but extra freaking cool to my kid when he was little, and I appreciated that, and I've met him and talked to him on my own as well, and they've always been just good dudes. So that's where we are on that. Okay, let's get into this. Speaking, if you are a fat ass like I am, and let's say you don't have time to go to the gym, or better yet, right now in the economy of the world, you don't have the money to go to the gym, but you need to lose some weight, you don't have a lot of time, you got a lot of stress in your life. Let's be serious. What can you do? You can diet your ass off and then take Ozempic and then burn all your muscle and bone loss and everything else. And that's not always healthy if you don't do it right. Look like The Rock after a minute. Now there you go, talking smack. But what you need to do is 15 to 20 minutes of high intensity interval training. It's like spring training for football or any sort of training for any sport that you do when you first start. You just do that high-intensity interval training. And it sucks. It's brutal. A lot of times it makes you want to vomit. But you could do it if you could go 15 minutes, do three rounds, 30 seconds. So it's not necessarily like 15 push-ups, this and this. It's 30 seconds of jump squats, which suck. You body weight, squat down with your butt all the way down to the ground, and then explode up. And you do that for 30 seconds. And then push-ups for 30 seconds. And then mountain climbers for 30 seconds. And then burpees for 30 seconds. And then plank holds. And you do that, and you have 1 minute of rest between each exercise. And you're going to lose weight, because you're going to also start getting in shape. Because that's rough. Like, you can also hurt yourself doing body weight exercises, and body weight exercises are hard. You can get on a machine and do a lot less than your body weight, especially if you're a fat ass. So if you're a fat ass, this may kill you. Consult your physician before you start working out. But, and then add that to a, you know, on a day. So let's say you did that every other day, and then on the other days did a 20-minute brisk walk, because I'm factoring in that you don't have time. So even a 30-minute brisk walk is ideal. But if you did a 20-minute brisk walk, so you get in 20 minutes of good exercise every day, you will be successful. I may make this a new challenge. And if I fail, I have to do, God, I don't want to do that crap. I went to, over the weekend when my son called me, my son was auditioning for something that was football related. And he's like, will you film it? I got to run some drills. And when you're an actor and you go out, like when he did the show Heels, he had to do some wrestling stuff to show he could physically do wrestling. You know, he'd been a fighter and all that stuff before. It was no problem for him, but they, you know, the people from the show, the producers want to see it. So he needed to shoot a thing, and I went to help him with that over the weekend. And so I get over there, and I was showing him something on, because I played football, I love football, I'm a huge football fan, thank God football was back. Last night I sat down and watched a good chunk of the Cowboys and the Eagles. And then tonight on YouTube, it's free on YouTube, you get the Chiefs and the Chargers, who are in Brazil. They're playing in Brazil, but you can watch it on YouTube. They're very cool. It's just football. I love it. So anyway, I was showing my son something about it, and he was kind of like a lineman or a tight end, which is a lineman that catches passes. And I was showing him, you had to do this and come up. And I just coming up off the line, getting down into that position that I've done a billion times as a kid, coming up, my knees just were like, it just hurt so bad. And it wasn't even a contact drill. It was literally like, get down in set position, hand on the ground, and I was showing them how to explode up, how to keep your butt down, keep a low center of gravity, keep your head up, and how to shuffle your feet, you know, so you don't get your feet crossed, because then they can push you over. And we were going over all that stuff, and lo and behold, here I was. Somebody just texted me. Who was that? Oh, I got another text. Uh-oh. Oh, wow, funny. It's my friend texting me about football. He's like, dude, there's a weather delay, which, by the way, I'm totally stoked on, because I am going to get to watch it after I get done with the podcast. And then he's like, yeah, it's a weather delay right now. The Eagles are ahead 24-20 in the third quarter, and they have a weather delay. Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about the weather delay. It's going to make it so I can see the end of the game. Oh, boy. What else do I have to do? I have here's a good one. So if you travel a lot, I did not know this. Maybe you have this. There's a thing that they call jet belly. And if you fly, apparently when you get in the air, your intestines swell a little from the cabin pressure of the altitude. And a lot of people get really bad gastrointestinal like pain, and you don't want to be ripping farts. I mean, people do. Let's face it. Have you ever been on a plane where it didn't smell like ass at some point? That's some a-hole that has jet belly just ripping farts. And it's so loud on a plane, if you squeak them out semi-silent, you totally can do that, and it's not a problem. Just like, and then everyone's going to know it's you because the ass stank is coming from your seat. But they say you can get away with it without actually farting, that you can massage the gas away. If you put your hands, I've never heard of this before. So you're getting that crampage in your belly. They say a lot of people get really bad cramps from the gas, from the swelling of your intestines on a jet. And about 2 or 3 inches below your belly button, and you start massaging, and then you massage it over gently to your right hip, the direction of your right hip bone. So you massage from just below your belly button a little to your right hip, and you keep doing this, and they say it helps the gas get through this valve that's right there, which really is where the pain is. And then you can get through that. Once the air moves into the colon, which has more capacity to hold it, the pain's gone. And that makes sense. So if you ever had really bad gas pain, you get it in that area right below your belly button. And voila, look at that. Telling you how to not fart on an airplane. This podcast is just wonderful. I just help people everywhere is what I do. And then I found this story that we need to talk about. It is, I saw it and I laughed, and then I thought, man, that's like, how awful is that? And I never understood guys that do this. It is a Facebook group, and there were 32,000 men on it. And it was in Italy. And it was called Mia Mogli, which stands for my wife. And these 32,000 dudes took secret pictures of their wife. They say some were their girlfriends. And posted them on this thing, like intimate photos. Not, obviously you couldn't do nude, it would have got flagged immediately, but like sexy photos or them changing clothes, things like that. And they would post them on this website for other dudes to look at. Women undressing, sunbathing, things like that. And it's kind of like, look at my girl, look at this. And I don't know about you, I've never, like to me it's like, what are you doing looking at my girl? Get out of here. I don't want someone else looking at my girl. And I damn sure I'm not going to share intimate photos of her with other dudes. Like, what in the hell is that? And I've been married for damn near 25 years. And I'm still not going to. It's not like I'm going to be like, yeah, whatever. Go show that guy your titties. Like, yeah, that's not how it's going to work. And 32,000 dudes were doing this. Finally, it came to light. The page has been up since 2019, and there's lewd comments and all kinds of stuff. Some people are like, hey, take another picture of that girl and do this and that, and they would do it. Like, it's freaking creepy. And anyways, after a while, they got 2,000 complaints filed with Meta and the local police. So what happened is a woman finally caught wind of this and started going, what is this crap? And tons of the photos were taken during sex. So they would be having sex and it would like take a picture of the girl, but she wouldn't know. And then they would post them, or maybe she did know, but she didn't know you were putting them on Facebook. And so it turned into a thing. Like, and it's a big, big, big deal to put like sensitive photos of someone up without their permission. And some people are actually facing criminal charges now from this site. But what would you do? Would you be flattered? Like, I don't picture any girl anywhere. I guess there's girls who have giant egos that are as bad as men that think, look at that, I'm so hot. My dude wants to show all the other dudes how hot I am. I personally think it wouldn't be flattering for your spouse to be posting. To me, I'm suspect of your spouse. Like, really? You're sharing me like I'm a piece of meat with other dudes? But I mean, there's swingers out there, and I don't get that either. But that seems just trippy to me. Like, what kind of scumbag does that? I hope none of you ladies were on that Facebook page called My Wife, which was run out of Italy. Here we go. There is a problem with the iPhone alarm clock. They say, there's an assumption by revealing that the alarm time picker isn't truly circular at all. Instead, it's extremely long, linear list of lines. The time picker on iPhone's alarm app isn't actually circular. It's just a really long list. I don't understand what they're doing. What do you care? They're fighting over if it's a dial or if it's just this is the dumbest bitch I've ever seen in my life. Speaking of dumb, you will never hear my dumbass again if I win Powerball on Saturday. $1.7 billion. Go drop your $2. I love that Powerball is $2 and it's $1.7 billion. Almost could be even go up by Saturday. And then the one that went to $5 a pop, which is the Mega Millions, is at $300 million, and no one's buying tickets to it because the Powerball for $2. So you could get two Powerball tickets for the price of one mega, and you can get like three times the freaking money. The payout right now at $1.7 billion is over $700 million. You would almost literally really be a billionaire. Isn't it nuts that you're going to have to get to $2 billion to really be a billionaire when that drops down? What would you do with that money? That's too much money. More money, more problems. That's where it comes. As P. Diddy said, look at him now. Look where P. Diddy is. Guy's freaking crazy. In prison. That's where P. Diddy is. All right. You know what it is? It's a Friday. I don't give a F Friday, so I'm going to get up out of here. And I will talk to you guys on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit. Or else, don't forget my friends at the Spira, because I don't want the mean Spira lady to send me a nasty email. And go over there, go on their website, check out their shoes, use Fit10 at checkout, get 10% off. And I will talk to you guys on Monday.